com. And Kathy Dawes now, along with Ryan Pickett, Field Director, Boy Scouts of America, Coronado Area Council, and Tina Thompson, he brought along with him today, District Executive. We welcome both of you today, and it's that time of year again, Ryan. Here we go.
It definitely is. Things are ramping up for our fall recruitment efforts coming up here soon, and we got a lot of activities going on through the end of this year, so pretty excited to talk about some of those things.
Well, and Tina, tell us about your role.
Yes, so I am the local executive here in the Manhattan, Junction City, Fort Riley area. So I work with the volunteers locally to help make sure that we get all of the new scouts recruited.
All right. Well, specifically, and I know we've gone through this before, but kind of remind us, Ryan, what the process is and where we go from here.
Absolutely. So we've got our fall recruitment efforts coming up, and Tina handles most of that locally, so I'm going to let her cover the details on that.
And really not that far away.
No. Next week is the sign-up night, so we'll be working through this week with the start of school and next week to really get in front of the kids at the schools and do our boy talks, which is where we go in and just get them excited about all the fun things that we do. And then on August 24th, any and every elementary school in Manhattan, Junction City, and Fort Riley will actually be open for any family to go and sign their youth up for scouting. So any boys interested just have to make sure they go to their school August 24th at 7 p.m.
Can you remind us of ages, too, that you're looking at and who you're interested in?
Yes. So all of our units have first through fifth grade. And then actually a few of our units will also be piloting a kindergarten program. So we have a good amount in both Manhattan and Junction City if they are interested. And for that specific unit, if they call our office number, which will be on all of the flyers and anything else that we give out, we can direct them to that kindergarten unit.
And there's all kinds of promotional materials and things floating around out there. People are interested in that too.
Yes. We'll have yard signs. They'll be nice and blue and have the same office number that I talked about. Same with our banners. And then, of course, flyers, wristbands, Facebook ads, anything that you can think of, we'll have it.
Okay. Well, I guess we want to talk about, of course, I think people have a general idea what scouting's all about, Ryan, but do we want to remind them some of the basics of what Boy Scouts is all about?
Absolutely. And if I remember right, Kathy, you were a den mother back
in
the day.
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
that's what I had my little Cub Scout den.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Yeah. So character and values is what the scouting program is all about. And a lot of folks seem to think we're all about the outdoors, and we are. But that's the avenue we use to teach character and values to the young boys and young ladies that are in our program. So they may not know it, especially at the younger age, but they are learning how to be a good citizen and how to abide by the 12 points of the Scout Law, trustworthy and loyal and helpful. A lot of great things in there. And so we're pretty excited to provide those opportunities to them through the venue of the outdoors. So that's very exciting for us.
Although things have changed a lot since I was a den leader, and I know that there's all sorts of different fun and exciting areas, exploration, career exploration-based units. I don't know, Tina, if you want to address some of that too? Or?
Yeah. So one of our newer units that we have are called Exploring Posts, and they are exactly what they sound like. They explore a career opportunity. So especially for the high school age students, we have a few different ones. So we have medical, fire, and then we're even working on a few graphic design and business, engineering posts, things of that nature. And it gives them an opportunity to go spend, you know, maybe an hour or two a month and really explore that career to see if that's what they want to do when they get to college. So it just is one more way to kind of test it out.
You know, as a parent is considering maybe getting their child involved in this or a child's considering it themselves, how much of a time commitment are we talking about, Tina?
It really depends. So a lot of our units are very good at realizing that scouting is not the only thing that our families do. So they'll make the program to where a lot of our younger packs especially will meet, you know, once a week. But if you have to miss a couple of meetings, you don't fall behind. So it's a very flexible program. Whatever the families can put into it, we can make it work.
Okay. Any more to add on that note, Ryan? Or
yeah. So our exploring groups are 14 to 21-year-olds, and it's co-ed. So it's male and female together. Typically, the sign-up opportunity is mid to the end of September. So we're still working with the middle schools and high schools for that date. So we'll have more information on that. Again, we communicate that through flyers and social media and things to that nature on when those opportunities are coming up. So we're pretty excited about that. And I think the one thing that our families can remember or take to heart is that we understand there's sports and there's school activities and millions of other things that kids are involved in. And so the awesome thing about scouting is that it is a family program, and it gives parents an opportunity to participate with their kid. Some of our other activities don't necessarily give the parents the opportunity to be right there beside their boy or their girl going through the program, and scouting absolutely offers that. So we're pretty excited about having that opportunity.
Appreciate you mentioning it's co-ed, because I think people sometimes forget that that's been opened up that way.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got two different groups. So exploring is career-focused. Venturing is the outdoor-focused, basically. We call it high adventure. But it's also co-ed 14 through 21. So as soon as a girl is age 14, and she can jump in and do all the same stuff that the Boy Scouts are doing.
Now, you mentioned the August 24th sign-up. Say someone misses that. I mean, are there other ways still to get involved, Tina?
Yes. So all of the flyers will have a local contact person for that unit, so they could call them, our office number, or if they even go to beascout.org, they actually get kind of a map of all the units in the area. So especially if they know that they want to join one at a specific church or with a specific school, they can look that way. But worst case, our numbers will be everywhere, and that's the one. If they call any time of year, we can get them involved in a unit.
Other than, of course, your big day for signing up, you have some other activities coming up too, Ryan. Or I guess Tina.
We have a couple of activities. So the local one is our Zoo Day in Weeblo Woods. So for the 4th and 5th graders on up, it's an actual weekend camp out at Tuttle Creek. They'll get to camp out and do all the fun activities that we promise them when we go and talk about the boy talks. And then the Zoo Day aspect is for some of the younger kids, and they'll actually go to the zoo, and they have a few extra activities for us there, and they'll go and have their first big scouting activity.
Dates and times?
Yes, it'll be September 16th, and if they show up to the zoo anytime around 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be there. So especially if they did miss that August 24th night and they really want to see kind of what scouting is all about, they can come on out to Zoo Day, and we'll welcome them.
Okay. Anything else about those activities you want to add, Ryan? Or?
No, I think the Zoo Day and the Weeblo's Woods event is the most exciting thing for the newly signed up Cub Scouts. And so they get some time at the zoo to see the animals, but also some activities. And the older age boys get to camp out for the first time of the year. And so they get pretty pumped about that. We've also got a major event coming up in October. It'll be at Kannapolis Lake, and it's what we call our camperall. So we invite our entire council, all 32 counties, out to a lake next to Salina. Last year, I think we had maybe, 950, 975 mm-hmm. total kids out there that participated. And weekend-long activities, campfires, BB guns, archery, you know, all those cool things. And so we're pretty pumped about that in October.
Volunteer opportunities. I know we always like to get into this a little bit too. And obviously, Tina, I'm sure you want to let folks know there's lots of ways they can help out.
Yes. We have several. So on the unit level, of course, we kind of mentioned den moms, den leaders, cub masters, anything of that nature that you're interested in. I don't think we have a single unit who would say no to any volunteers. And then more at a district level, one that's really interesting to get involved in is a merit badge counselor. So if there's anything that someone feels that they have a lot of education or information on, they can actually help teach that to our scouts so that they can earn that merit badge correctly.
Anything in the merit badge category that's new and different, just out of curiosity? I don't know. Ryan?
Yeah, digital technology mm-hmm. is a newer one. Game design, I think.
Yep.
So kids can actually design their own video game, which is kind of cool. There's kind of some of the old ones that have been around for a while, like camping and fishing and hiking and those kinds of things. But there's 136 of them, Kathy. I don't know if you knew that. But so if you Google merit badges, Boy Scout merit badges, you'll be able to find something you're interested in.
Well, and you've really had to keep up with the times, Ryan, let's face it. In today's day and age, you have to. And you the numbers remain pretty steady for scouting.
Absolutely. Our council in particular has grown over the last several years in youth membership. We're very excited about having more boys in the program, because it means we can deliver those aims and values to those kids. And so the more we grow, the better it is for the kids. And yeah, like you said, we've got to keep up with the times. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math is huge. now, especially with 4-year colleges and the tech colleges. So we've made some efforts to partner with the universities, specifically K-State and some of the other universities across the council to make sure that we're offering those things.
Tina, anything else you're wanting to emphasize for our listeners out there today and who you would encourage to sign up for this?
Yeah, just about anybody. Like I said, we have programs for the younger boys and then as you get older as girls, so especially if you're interested in that camping or the career exploration base, feel free, give us a call. Kind of like Ryan said, we have something for just about everybody.
How did you get involved, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So I actually, the venturing crew that he mentioned, I started that when I was younger. I was a little bit jealous of my brothers for being in Boy Scouts, and then I worked on camp staff, and then I ended up in the office. So they're stuck with me.
Ryan, you want to hit those dates again that we need to let them know about?
Absolutely. August 24th is the fall recruitment sign-up. Manhattan, Junction City, Fort Riley, all the elementary schools are open at 7 p.m. If you would like to sign your son up for Scouts, all you have to do is show up, and we'll get you taken care of. First event is Zoo Day, which is at the Manhattan Zoo. It's Saturday, September 16th, 10 o'clock start time. So if you miss the August 24th sign-up, come on the 16th, and then Camp Roll on October 7th out at Kannapolis.
Thanks to both of you for stopping by. Again, Boy Scouts of America, Coronado Area Council, Field Director Ryan Pickett, and District Executive Tina Thompson with us today.
Thanks, Kathy.
News Radio, KMAN, as we move up on 10 o'clock. Just a quick invitation for you to join us tomorrow for KMAN's In Focus, as we'll have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear to be joining us for the program tomorrow. The Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game, all on the way at KMAN.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC.